Hi, James Lewis here, and this is the Renew Democracy Initiative audio newsletter. This Week in Democracy. The Taliban control Afghanistan for the moment, and the humanitarian crisis is likely just beginning. How are countries managing diplomatic relations with the terrorist group, and what could the failure to help the Afghan people mean? Here's why you should care. The Taliban control Afghanistan. Their insurgency is over, but their task of governing is just beginning. We don't have to tell you that the 80,000 militants aren't up for the job. For the 38 million people of Afghanistan, things are dire. Last year, 43% of Afghanistan's GDP was foreign aid, almost all of which is threatened. 80% of the government's budget came from foreign governments, which will likely fall to nearly zero. At the moment, the IMF has halted access to $440 million in aid, which they plan to give to the Afghan government, and the World Bank is canceling $787 million in aid. For our own part, the United States government has blocked the Taliban from accessing $9.4 billion of Afghanistan's national reserves, a vast majority. None of these choices were wrong. At the very least, they create leverage over the Taliban and could be useful to force concessions. But with the Taliban in control, Afghanistan is in a death spiral, and innocent Afghans have the most to lose. Already, millions of children's lives are threatened by hunger. We don't know the path forward, but it will likely entail the international community establishing some sort of working relationship with the terrorist state to minimize loss of innocent life. Unfortunately, some countries seem to be pursuing their own interests first. So who's recognized the Taliban so far? Well, actually, no one. No country has yet established formal ties with the Taliban. In coming weeks, that's actually likely to change. China, which has long feared Islamic extremism in Xinjiang, has maintained a constant dialogue with the Taliban. As a form of reciprocity, the Taliban has decided to turn a blind eye to the Chinese genocide against the Uyghur Muslim community, as has, well, much of the Middle East. The Chinese government hasn't announced when they'll recognize the Taliban, but it's only a matter of time. According to a national spokesperson, it is a customary international practice that the recognition of a government comes after its formation. In other words, it's a foregone conclusion. Now, vying for first place with China is Pakistan, a longtime friend of the Taliban and one of only three countries that recognized the 1996 to 2001 regime. Jubilant Prime Minister Imran Khan declared that the Afghans had broken the shackles of slavery after the United States exit. Similarly, Iran's foreign minister disparaged the U.S. and declared that they will stand with the brotherly nation of Afghanistan. Clearly, the Taliban will have at least a few allies. Meanwhile, the rest of the region is standing by. India's Minister of External Affairs said the situation is uncertain. Erdogan's Turkey has kept its embassy open, but facing domestic setbacks, might seek to capitalize on the crisis to gain a prominent role rebuilding the nation. Countries in the Gulf, like the UAE and Saudi Arabia, are taking a cautious approach for the moment and haven't exactly shown their hand. But what are the Western democracies saying? Well, at the moment, Western democracies are dragging their feet, trying to identify the least bad option. In Canada, Trudeau's government has no plans to recognize the Taliban, but that stance is almost uniquely firm. In France, Macron's government may be willing to recognize the Taliban if it meets three conditions, including respecting women's rights and allowing asylum seekers out of the country. In Germany, outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel recommends maintaining a dialogue with the Taliban. Green candidate Annalena Baerbock, hoping to replace her, stated that Germany might hold conversations with the Taliban, but it would not recognize it, because it's not the legitimate government, but an Islamist terror group. The EU's stance seems to be much the same, with a prominent foreign affairs official stating that the Taliban have won the war, so we will have to talk with them. But it's not a matter of official recognition. At the same time, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has suggested that they will propose increasing humanitarian aid to Afghanistan this year, though it will be tied to strict conditions: respect for human rights, good treatment of minorities, and respect for the rights of women and girls. At the moment, the West's stance toward the Taliban is a murky one. We'll recognize them, well, maybe, but only if they stop acting like the Taliban, and even then, we might just open a dialogue without extending actual official recognition. In other words, we'll see. Afghanistan's fate is an open question. Even the Taliban's survival is far from certain. What we do know is that the Afghan people are struggling, and under the Taliban's rule, it will get worse. Just as the West united to topple the Taliban 20 years ago, we must unite again to save the people of Afghanistan. Whether we like it or not, millions are counting on us.